Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Maloelelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mau, Mai Teama, e Momo Lava Piki, Pete Tato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahoka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mate ola mate maalohi ku maue ki tātou, au ka tino ina tātou tamahaina bēnei. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni mahang hei tai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare mo te ngā lue mahalohi mo te tau tō mō tātou kāinga pahe huka i Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama.
Here is Θα το ήθω με τα τάλα τέτου. Τέτου το μάτω τα μάνα. Παγάει τα ηλάχη το αλόγα με το αγγλιλέι. Κουχελόα και φύγεχο κοιμάτω με να μάτω αγενέι. Έτω έχω κοιμά να αγγαλουέγα ότι είναι άχεο. Παγάει τα ήμα βίκη απέκοε το μάτω γατούα. Όνα κουτε όλα με τη μάλλοχη κουμαούα κοιμάτω. Κούμα χαία είναι χακτάνο που είναι η χουφουάνα. Αλόχα χακτάχη μάιτε είναι η καματάνα και βένα χωκίτη χακαϊκούνα. Το ηγόι έχει ο κουακαλάνα του έκει μάτω χακτάει. Αμήν.
Good morning, praise God for the gift of life. Te Ama Pacifica Health welcoming you. Our beautiful listeners, you are looking so beautiful, even though I don't see your beautiful face, but God is good for giving us this new day. God is good all the time. We have a lot to be thankful for. Why? Not only God blesses us by putting food on our table every day, but he woke us up again this morning. Many people did not wake up, and tonight it will be somebody's last good night. Therefore, we give thanks, praises, glory, and honor to you, God Almighty, our loving Father in heaven. Amen. Vi ile tua ele lei oia fatalo fa tu ile mamalo le atu pacifica le netai au fo. Malo le soi fo lau le lei ma le lang mama ke ora na tato kato toa ite aru amato Jesu Mesia. Ni sambulo vinaka malo ele lei fa kalofa lahi atu. Malo ni ke ora tato katoa. Te Ama Pacifica Health, good morning once again. And we, of course, we do everything, put God first. So we just had our prayer in the Tokelau language by our beautiful auntie, Sefulu Falani Kalolo. And right now, we're going to be talking to our beautiful panel here. You know what? And so my name is Fale Fangamalo, welcome again. And I am your host and presenter with me right here in the studio is my co-host, beautiful cousin Lutila Kalolo Toiloa, and my co-presenter, beautiful Auntie Sefulu Falani Kalolo. And of course, our guest speaker, Mrs. Osana Mareko. Welcome, everybody. So there you go. Would you like to have your beautiful voice saying good morning to our listeners? Okay, we'll start with Lutila.
Good morning to our beautiful listeners. I hope you all woke up on this
beautiful, bright and sunny day. It's very hot here in New Zealand, so I hope you got up with a beautiful smile on your face to carry on with your day.
Next one.
Eh, taloha ni toke lau. Kau haka taloha dui te ingo malo ye hukiliho te matai o ki tātou. Taloha lava, maua pete olam te malohi, o haia ye nei, he kauma ye nei ngā luenga, mō te lilei o ki tātou te pahika, viki alawa koe te atua, ma tō aloha mō ki mātou a kaitai.
Talo fa fale, fa talo fa fuil fa funga anga si tātou watu no uli nei tū lau tai au, ia, fa talo fa iswa fa man malo o tātou li o sukeriso, yeah, mai se fole ala fa i mai o si o tātou o tino ui whanunga li lei. Yeah, mai malo lunga o li pōgu ma mai. Tā lofa, tā lofa lava.
So we're going to go to our first track, and here we go.
Someone said
Te Ama Pacifica Health Program again to you, our beautiful listeners. It's also a beautiful day today, although I'm not able to look out the window like I did before, but nevertheless, God is good. So once again, in the last 3 weeks, we have been sharing information about the importance of maintaining good health and presenting health information from you and your health book, how to support each other, motivating each other, encouraging one another, and love each other. We can't miss out love, right?
Can't.
You've got to love one another. Your son. Yes. This is my record this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, love each other, okay? So, and how to take care of ourselves, not only yourself, but me too. Yeah?
Yeah.
You need to take care of me.
And Apple.
And like mentally,
yes.
Right? Okay? Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Physically and spiritually, okay?
Yes.
That's why we always begin with a prayer, spiritually, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There are four dimensions to the whole being. You know that?
Yeah.
So as I mentioned before, what are the four beings? Mentally.
Physically.
Emotionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Physically and spiritually.
Yeah.
So our sharing this morning is about indulgences. You know these hard English words? It says indulgences. Okay, let's pronounce it properly. So the question of personal indulgences. So what is that? What is that? Yeah, indulgences, right? It's not, remember, our beautiful listeners, you know, English language is not second language for us. In fact, it's a fourth language for us, right? Mm. So that's why we're representing all the Pacific languages, yeah? Taro falava malu elele ni sambulu vinaka, right? And welcome.
Oh.
Yeah, and kia ora tatu katoa. Yeah, right. So what is it? What is indulgences? Well, the action or effect of indulging, meaning overconsumption, right? That's another word. You know what it means? Overconsumption, meaning like stop eating when you know you're full.
Overeating.
You keep on eating, right? And also fulfillment, and that's what overindulge. Indulgence is self-pity. Mm. Listening to me, listen properly. I think that indulge in luxury, for an example, there are things that you like, right? Someone likes to collect things like shoes. Shoes. I know somebody loves shoes. And
I'm guilty of that too.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
And extravagant.
Yeah.
Pleasure seeking, you know, like, oh, if you don't like me, then, oh, but that's not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we should like each other anyway, you know, regardless. Lack of self-control, intemperance, immoderation, over-spoiling. Also, you can over-mothering. We are all mothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And grandmothers and great-grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
And lack of restraint. So you know what? There's a lot of things that we've got to cover here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to tell you, beautiful listeners, you know what? I wish you could be in our studio because my guest, my co-host and co-presenter, they're all so beautiful looking.
Oh,
yeah, they're very beautiful, you know, and especially the guest speaker. She's really excited and she's really happy and she's blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's really blessed. So let me start off and to talk about the question of personal indulgences. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hear the word? Say it properly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Indulgences.
Indulgences.
That's the one. Okay, the human body must have the oxygen, the water, we talked about water last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the food necessary to maintain its life processes.
Mm-hmm.
When any of these are in short supply, compelling cravings develop in the form of air hunger, thirst and hunger for food. Many men and women have cultivated cravings in addition to these three basic ones.
Mm.
And these additional cravings may even be for substances definitely harmful to the body.
Yes.
Yes.
We refer particularly to the widespread addiction to tobacco and alcohol. Oh, Yahweh.
Mm.
Efforts to satisfy such cravings have modified the lifestyle of millions. In the individual case, these indulgences generally begin by experimentation with a popular custom. The habit is formed, which in many cases becomes so strong as to defy personal control. Okay, let's talk about cigarettes, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, some people can't stop taking cigarettes, right?
Yes.
So at the time of this rising, regular cigarette users in the United States numbered about 50 million.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah. The retail cost of cigarettes purchased by them approximately 15 billion per year.
Oof.
Of which about 5 billion went for local, state or federal taxes. The use of cigarettes has increased rapidly in the United States beginning in the early part of the present century. Wow. Well, okay, so this writing is talking to us about what's going on in the United States. Let's talk about here. Do you know, any of you know, how much is a packet of smokes or how much a packet of cigarettes? Does anybody know?
I think for a packet of 20s is like $25 or something like that, nearly 30.
$25, how many in the packet?
20.
Okay. What? $25?
So yeah, 20 to 30, hey?
30.
Yep.
I think it's 30.
Yep.
Okay. So let's be real. Okay, $25. It's probably gone up, right? Because everything has gone up.
I think it's 30 now.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it. You know, so we are talking from this book.
Mm.
It's called You and Your Health. And that's what we've been talking about in the last 3 weeks, okay?
Mm.
Food, exercise, good nutrition, water, the air that we breathe, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But today we're going to be sharing about smoking cigarettes. Okay, $30 for a packet. Think about it. If you were to buy food for $30 to feed the whole family, the children, you can get a tray of eggs, bread, butter, sugar, flour from the $30, right? Milk. Come on, you people. What else? And then you can go home and feed. But if you were to buy a packet of cigarettes for $30 for yourself, and then when you're smoking, you're breathing out the air, and that people do not smoke, they breathe it in, and can affect your lung, right?
Yep,
a lot of people who do not smoke, they get lung cancer. Why? Because they breathe in what they call secondhand smoker, right? Secondhand smoker, meaning you don't smoke, but you're breathing in. If I was to smoke, the dirty air that comes out of my lung because I'm smoking, you're going to breathe in, and then you're going to get affected, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you say?
Yeah, it's funny you should say that because when I used to sing in clubs, the week after I left, I couldn't stop coughing. And I was wondering why, and it got really, really bad. Started drinking hot water, thinking it was going to go away. Turns out it didn't. Went to the doctor, and the doctor said to me, "You've got asthma." And I said, "Well, don't have asthma. What are you talking about?" And he says, well, have you been smoking? And I said, no, but I've been singing in clubs since 1997, and this was back in 2004. So it didn't take that long, and then all of a sudden I'm suffering from asthma. And that was really sad for me. Then, not long after I found out I was asthmatic, they stopped smoking indoors, and people had to go smoke outside. That was really sad for me. So I do have mild asthma, but the onset from when I first got it was pretty bad. Yeah, especially during summer. I'm okay now because I've kept it under control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've experienced it.
Yeah.
And have you ever smoked?
Never.
Wow.
I tried it when I was 10.
Oh.
Yeah.
10.
Yep. My sister Sandy's not going to like this story, but when she used to tell me to go and light her smoke, I'd go and I'd put it on the stove for the first time, and I thought, I wonder what it tastes like. Tasted it, coughed. I coughed so much it wasn't funny. She knew straight away it was me. And yeah, I first had a taste of it, and I've never tasted it again. I didn't like the taste. I didn't understand why people liked it.
See, you're just finding out that she started trying when she was only 10 years old.
I really told you. So
now the truth's coming out.
You
know what she said? She said, oh, I just want to try it. That's exactly what happened to Eve. Eve at the garden, you know.
Oh, great. We're going to go back there.
What do you say, Osana?
Yeah, never smoke. Yeah, never smoke, so have no idea about it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Eu fui tangata ia, au clients, eu la ula. Dei mi fui lea lei. O so mei tunol tama leo lea ami tama. Whaalongo kwa le manongi, ele mana ia. Yeah, wau fai ei. Before you come, before I picked you up, I don't need to eke ula ula.
It's very true. Secondhand smoker, they suffer more than a smoker.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you're breathing in double of that
nicotine.
The nicotine plus the germs that come out of their lung. You know, so the non-smoker suffers more than the actual smoker. That's terrible. Only that, like what you're saying, Osana, you know, when you pick up your clients, and it's good that you're educating them.
Yeah.
You need to educate them to stop them from smoking, you know. And not only that, they're breathing, you know, you can smell, and their clothes, because they can't
everywhere.
Smell.
Everywhere.
They can't smell themselves, especially their hair. It's so true. So that's why, this is the reason why we are giving out this information, you know, to support one another. And it's not only that, it's a reminder more than anything. Everybody knows what is good. You know, everybody knows what is best. But the thing is, everybody make a choice, and sometimes it's not a good choice, like smoking. You know, we're talking about smoking the cigarettes at this very point. And again, I come back to a $30 for a packet of cigarettes. You see, you can feed the whole family with that $30, right? But if you waste it, then say, what is coming out of that cigarette? You know, the thing that really gets me. I mean, you guys, you know, jump in and give your comments to our listeners. You know, okay, this is a pen, but... the cigarette, you know what it looks like, right? And that thing is actually controlling you. You put it in your mouth, right? Nobody puts it in your mouth. You, the person that smokes.
Yep.
So if they make the choice to put it in their mouth, they can also make a choice not to smoke. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm actually reading something right now.
Okay, give it to us.
It says the chemicals in cigarettes are nicotine, propylene, glycol, formaldehyde, benzene, carbon monoxide, ammonia, arsenic.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Cadmium, tar, hydrogen cyanide, glycerol, there's too much.
A lot.
I think I'm half dead just from reading that list. acetone, butane.
I think you're really upsetting me now. Okay.
Yeah.
just to hear the poison that you put into your body, you know, how it affects your lung, your heart, you know, every part of your body. Yeah. Yep. And I think we're going to come back. I'm going to play a track just to give me a good air of breathing.
All right. Big deep breath.
Here we go. And I'm not liking that sound at all.
Just while we're going to wait for Fale to play a track, I know with the whole cigarette thing, currently right now we're trying to talk our sister to stop because she smokes quite a bit. And it's quite sad watching her. But yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
Love.
Te Ama Pacifica House, welcome again. This is Fale Fangamalo Mele Mele Puka, Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. Talohani. We are talking and continuing sharing about why people smoke. Okay, so why people smoke? I don't smoke, and I've never smoked, and I don't know why people smoke. Do you know?
I think for some people, peer pressure from when they're little kids. They're curious.
Peer pressure?
Yeah, peer pressure. Some kids get peer pressured into smoking. I've known a few. And then I guess as they get older, it just becomes an addiction. They have to have it all the time. It's got a lot of chemicals in it, like dopamine. I don't even know what that stuff is, but it obviously makes them feel less stress and they don't feel so much anxiety. But I guess that's another reason why. The flavour, I don't understand the flavour. I just don't get it.
You don't know.
Yeah. I get it, like it's the smoky flavour. But they have different flavours of smokes. Mm. To me, they all smell the same. I don't know whether they taste the same. What about you, Osana?
Loa o nau le o te whainga nuenga i le maenga le mental health farm. O le te leo tangata e whātana no inga ni mele nei o le ula ula, o le smokes, alcohol, yeah. Pitae o le tatou tala noa i le mea tau le smoking. O le te leo nei tangata e whai mai e alau na ula ula, e relaxai. E whaangalongalo ai mea e mamafa yon ato mafaufau. Ia. Ai mai se aile tai mifo ili e ita, ia. Pe e ita lo e whaali. Io na alu lo lea e whaataul pe pasika leki. E pe yo se mea fo ili le tua ia ili. Le stress. And anxiety, ia. O mea na wo whaalongo ili maenga lea e. Mato te wa aia, mai se tangata wa afio lato mafaufau. E ore cigarette, male alcohol, ore beer food. E o mea e o te whalongo e tua ia e lo lato le mamafa o mea lei tu tonu male a fi o lato mafa o fau. E me se rita e mifo ele le e le fia fia e e se mea tupu o lato a inga. Ma se fo ele mao e lato mo lato tai toa lo ma lato whanau. E a olo o mato tau mawhai pia e awele. Fai lo mātou tiute, ma le mātou ngaluenga, o le whauwhau tua mo i lātou. Ia o mā awa awhia i lātou i nei, ma e mo le mawhauwhau. Ai o, mo whaasua mai i lātou, o le mea le nai le, iona ula le sika leki le te leo taimi. Ia, pau nā, o la o whaasua le nā. Ia ma le te le lawa, usi mawhuanga, fai mai isi, fai alusi ai o lātou tino. Fai mai isi e breiki ai le teilo na mau mea e fai. Ia. Yeah. Ai o teiloa. Ia. Yeah. O se mea e le ala ngata tau na rātou fai. Ia. Mai a faa lusi. Ia. Yeah. Nai loa mea e fai e ai tu e tau na fai e lusi e le tino. Sa vali. Ia po le diet. Control mea ai. Au sikariti. Ia. Yeah. E lusi. Ai lusi ma. Ele Lucy health e Lucy alawa afia yo na mama ia mali tele o tu ti no fale nga ina script yeah over to auntie.
Malo thank you Asana. So yeah, everything that you're saying is that's why we're doing what we're doing in educating, reminding our people about maintaining good health, because when we were first arrived in this world, meaning when God created us perfect, right?
Yes.
As you know that when a baby is born, you see the baby is perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So perfect, so beautiful. And we look at it, you know, the creation of God, it's just so wonderful, marvelous in a way that we cannot fathom or understand how he does his work, you know. And then as we grow and get older, we make wrong choices, right?
Yeah.
And so God never intended for us to put anything poison into our body, as he created us in his image. So therefore, we are obliged to make sure that we look after the body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Okay,
so it's a temple of God that we have in our bodies, because no one can create things like our Heavenly Father can create things. So that's why we are doing what we are doing, you know, helping our families, helping our people, our community, continuing this education program that, you know, the Minister of Health is wanting us to spread. It's like a good news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good news to tell the people how to look after the whole being. Yeah? And so what you're telling our listeners is very, very important.
Yeah.
And also, we don't just come here to send out all these messages or educating our community. We've got to start with us.
Yes.
Like looking healthy, looking beautiful, like, oh man, I wish I could have you listeners look at our beautiful panels here this morning, you know, from here with Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday that we come here. We look forward to come here because we're all helping each other to look good, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else you do to look good by avoiding smoking cigarettes? Tell the audience how to avoid or how to look after the temple of God that he's given to us perfectly from the beginning.
Good question. How do we, you say, how do we avoid the smoking and stuff like that?
How do we avoid it? By educating people, right?
That's a good one. Move away from people that are smoking around you, or if you're at home, you can ask them to go and smoke outside, and at the same time you can encourage them, hey, it's not good for your health and as well as for your children. Even when you're, I know that in New Zealand that they've even started to show signs of a decrease in smoking, which has been really good. It's gone down, currently estimated at 8% of adults are daily smokers, 331,000 people, and 9.2% of adults are current smokers, 380,000 people. So that in itself has been pretty good, and these were the numbers from back in 2021 and 2022. So obviously they are doing something right with advertising, and I've noticed too they've done it with advertising on cigarette boxes, showing these really horrible pictures of people that suffer from gangrene, or the teeth are missing and they're rotting. So it's those kind of things, I guess, they're sort of trying to steer people away from smoking.
Yeah, well done. Rather than telling people, oh, you know, don't smoke near me, because we still have to love them, because it's an addiction that, you know, it they chose. But in saying that, the way we help them is to still love them. Mm. I like the way that you educate your clients, you know, by telling them, before you come into the car, I'd like you to not smoke, you know, before I pick you up. Mm. So that is a nice way, you know, of showing your clients that you love them, but you love them so much that you want them to stop smoking, right, altogether. But we've got to do it in a nice, loving way.
And I love myself too.
That's right.
That's very true.
That's right.
That's a good one, because if you don't love yourself, if I don't love myself, I can't love you, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Yes, so first of all, love thyself, and then love your neighbor.
Yes.
You know, that's the golden rule. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So we still have to love the smokers, but not the smoke. That's it.
Educated a lot.
That's why we're educating, right? It's not that we are perfect in every way.
Yes.
We are helping, supporting one another. Ah, Osana.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. So why do they smoke? And you said because they stresses or peer pressure. There's a lot of reasons if we are to talk about. But I think for us to educate our listeners or our communities, helping them, is to, you know, just for an example, I still like to come back to the $30 cost of a packet, because there's a lot of money just on one packet, on one person. And it will ruin and make everybody cough, right? $30.
And that's a lot. And then you've got people that buy, three packets or more a week. That's shocking in itself. I know some people that do that, and it's really sad, and you've told them how many times, but yeah. Obviously that's their choice.
That's selfish.
We understand all that, but for us as educators, you know, we still have to show them what love is, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also respect doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And love you show by the way you look at them.
Yes.
You know, the way you talk to them. Yeah. Because we don't know what they're going through, right? Mm. Ah, yeah. Totally mm. Law.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, that is true. I think for those too that they do it for comfort, sometimes it's best for them just to smoke because they feel comfort from it. I know some people that do it socially, which means when they go out to restaurants or to clubs, that's like the only time. And I've asked some of them, why do you smoke when you're out in clubs but you don't smoke at all? I just feel like doing it. My sister and her husband are one of them. They smoke when they're you know, drinking amongst themselves, and I kind of think, oh, you guys never do it in a normal day, why do you guys do it when you drink? Mm. I don't know, because we just want to. So I guess it's just a habit for some people. I don't know, but yeah, I've never touched it, and I don't plan on touching it. Just because when I first touched it, it did make my lungs feel a not so nice way, heavy. Mm. Yeah, just heavy, and I didn't like it, so that's why I stayed away. But yeah.
Wow. Well done to you, panelists. So we're going to go for another track, right? Yep. Here we go.
Yep.
Te Ama Pacifica Health. Welcome.
sanga.
Tema Pacifica, welcome back. Well, you know what? Time has gone so fast that we have come to the end of our program. And, otherwise, as we were talking and sharing about cigarettes, smoking, and the money that is gone into buying cigarettes when you could actually buy food to feed your families. Otherwise, our discussion today is about encouraging each other. And our topic was to talk about indulgences and what there was. Well, it's overconsumption, it's overindulge, it's indulge in self-pity, you know, looking for attention, somebody that likes to collect things, for an example, like shoes. Some people, they like to collect other things, like, you know, a lot of women, they like to do makeup, you know, and things for themselves and pampering. And so, yeah, we can do it. There's nothing wrong with it, but we can overdo things, you know, yes. We can balance. And I think the answer is about being balanced. So, yeah, I'll just ask my colleagues right here your last comment to our beautiful listeners. We'll start with you, Austin.
Yeah, that's all, Miley.